Look, all I'm saying is that a pet peeve of mine, like places like Walgreens are horrible at this. I'll go in there and I have to ask for a pharmacist to open up the condom cabinet. What the hell, man? You know how demeaning that is to be like, yo, can you, like, I need somebody with the keys to open up the condom cabinet. Like, I'm sorry, sir, what? The condom cabinet. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, sir. I need some condoms, dog. I'm gonna have to. I heard the thing to do is to bag it up, so I'm trying to get some condoms. So I hate that shit. And Walmart's going that route too, because now they're adding them to their, what is it, makeup aisle thing?
Wow, that's, you know the whole lot of everywhere, don't you?
I'm just saying, man.
Cause like, I get a lot of them.
No. No, what I'm saying, though, is that ultimately...
Soon Subway's going to have them.
I just hate having to ask for them. It's so ridiculous. And then, you know what the worst part of it is?
Tell me what the worst part is.
Some people will be cordial, and they'll be like, go ahead and grab the one you want, right? Some assholes will make you tell them which one you want. You're like, oh, I need those extra large donkey magnums that are ripped for her pleasure, but thin and light so that I can feel something as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let me grab the one I need. Don't make me like describe the box to you or maybe point at the price or whatnot. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then there's always that weird thing where they'll be like, oh, you're looking for those magnums, right? And they just go and look at your pant bulge, or trying to see if you got like a like a massive like cucumber bulge going out of your pants.
They're like, no, sir, no.
I'm like, sir, what if I was a grower and not a shower? What if I'm not packing a Phil Davis baby arm and I'm just like, you know, I'm like a Megazord. It comes out when it needs to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Everybody just got learned, I guess, kind of.
Hashtag education. Welcome to the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, this is what you should be expecting for a good hour.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at this music.
It could be better. No, it could be better.
You're not into the, what is this, like, what kind of music is this?
1970s music?
No, it's not 70s. This is like,
1920s music?
Like 60s maybe? I don't know.
Whatever. Anyways, it is, I don't like it.
I don't mind it. It's like James Brown.
Last week, I think it is James Brown, but I don't like it.
Last week, we did pick up some of the audio from the music, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. So yeah, man, what's going on with you? I was just thinking about that, by the way. That was an old ass story that I was like, this really is a pet peeve of mine. Because first of all,
if you're done with that,
no, let me make a point here. If you're a young man and you're trying to be responsible and not cream pie hose, because that's gonna be the wrong thing to do at 16 and have a baby, right? If you're trying not to do that, you don't want that additional burden of feeling embarrassed of asking for some condoms, right?
Yes.
Right? I'm a grown ass man now. I don't give a fuck. I'll go to the checkout line. I'll drop a condom box and then just do some outrageous shit with it, just for shock value. I'll like put a can of whipped cream on there. I'll get some ropes and then I'll get some like, you know, some black tape. I'll get some furry dice and I'll get some like, you know, just for shock value. I want to see what the register lady is going to say when she's bagging my shit up. She's
like,
gonna,
oh, it's the 50 grades. Yeah, 50 shades of gray night.
I want to see those cogs move in her mind where she's like, I think these all go together.
But what if they don't?
Or what if they don't? Yeah. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't give a fuck. But you're 16.
I can see your issue.
Yeah.
I can see your dilemma. You should write...
Walgreens and other places?
Yeah, you should.
Write an angry email?
Yeah, write an angry email. And write to Fuhrer Trump and be like...
Fuhrer Trump.
And be That's like, good. Fuhrer, could you look at these rules for this? And first he'll be like, yes, I will. Second, are you a minority? And then he'll be like, you'll be like, yes. And then he'll be like, well, we're coming to arrest you.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah.
I just don't understand why. Are people stealing condoms? Is that the problem?
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, what's going on with you, man? Change the subject. What's going on with you? I ranted about about condoms for like 5 minutes now.
Hey, man, you have a strong political belief about it.
Jonathan,
a really
for president.
Sore subject with you, apparently.
Jonathan, for management of all pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. You know, is it because they're selling? I would almost think you would want
people to steal condoms?
Yeah. You want people to go raw like sushi? Or
nowadays,
you want people to be protected?
Man, like, just go to, like, don't those Planned Parenthood places just give them to you like Skittles?
That's what I'm saying. So if some people are stealing them, I mean, it's probably a low percentage of people stealing them.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about myself when I was, like, young and how embarrassing it was when you would buy them. You know, like, you don't want to feel like that. And when, like, the old lady cash register lady's, like, looking at you like, you going to have sex, huh?
Maybe I'm just practicing with my blow-up doll.
You're like, I don't want to have to clean it afterwards, so I just wear condoms.
That's
why would you wear condoms with the blow-up
doll?
So you don't want the cleanup.
Okay, I did. All right, I went enough with that joke and you took it too far.
Do that. I take it too far, man.
It's too much.
So anyways, what's going on
shout
in your world?
Shout out to Hugh Hefner for dying. Got a moment of silence for him. Hugh Hefner.
Starting now or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's long enough.
Aww.
So shout out to him. He died.
Hugh Hefner, man, at 91 years
98
old.
98 years old, son.
Look, man, and like that guy came off like a pervy old man, right? Like if you didn't, hold on.
I never really thought that.
Hold on. If you're most people, and let me rephrase that. If you're most women, you probably see that guy and you're like, oh, he's a pervy old man. You have to go see the Amazon series where he, like, it documents. It's like a, what is it? Like a documentary, but it's not a real documentary. Like a docuseries.
Yeah,
or,
docuseries.
It's like a docuseries where it shows you, like, where he was and how he thought of the Playboy magazine, how he came up with it, how it grew, the challenges he went throughout making it big. Because you got to remember, I think he started in the 50s. I think of the 50s, man. Like, girls are barely showing, like, high-top socks or skirts. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For it to show, like boobs, like, was a big deal. So you have to watch that. I tell you all the time, you have to watch that series. It's really good. It's not like a boring documentary. It's like a docuseries where there's an actor that plays him and it plays his life.
Yeah.
And so that after watching that show, it gave me, like, a lot of respect for him and like what he did, because what he did in all honesty was like a Hail Mary, like outside the box like thought process to go from such a like repressed part of the time period where like hand holding was like a big with kids, you know, and now he went out and made magazines and he wasn't the only one to have ever done it, but he became successful in it. And through his hardships of marriages and divorces and his kids, and it's a fascinating thing. And so I never thought of him as a pervy dude, but you also got to admit, like, an 80-year-old dude that was like with 18-year-old girls, like,
so it's a little creepy, maybe.
It could be a little weird. I mean, you think he was still hooking up with them at 80?
I don't know.
You think he was hooking up with 18-year-olds at 80 years old? Viagra only gives you so much, dog. I don't think you're gonna. You're not putting no fear in God and women. Like, maybe they're doing all the work at 80. I don't know what my body would be like at 80. And he never seemed to me like he was a super fit guy. He's just
a normal dude, huh?
Maybe he's just fit because he was getting so much walls.
So that's what kept him healthy?
Maybe, dude, he looked good for 91. Let's be honest.
He was like 107, man.
Let's be honest. You know people, you've seen people that are not 81 that look worse than him. Let's be honest.
All the people at my church, they look like they're 2,000 years old.
He looked good for 91.
Yeah. So.
And it didn't look like he had plastic surgery, but maybe I could be wrong.
I don't know, man. Maybe he took some roids. Maybe he's super buff under the...
Dude, no.
Under
no.
the robe.
No.
You don't know, man. Maybe
I guess not.
Maybe he took it off and he was buff like Mass Roshi.
It's just yoked.
Like Yoel Romero, just yoked.
Dang. Maybe. I just can't imagine that at 91 he's laying some dick down.
I don't know.
At least I don't think he's doing the work. Let's put it that way.
Think he's just laying there?
He's letting the girls do some work, yeah.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's just real good with like his hand game. Or maybe his tongue game was on point. Like, maybe that dude, is that a B? Maybe that dude should have, like, been teaching, like, a tongue game class. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he got years of experience.
Yeah, man. Like,
he got years of experience.
I'm thinking after 70, after 80, into his late 80s, like, that's probably all he had going for him, right? Like, maybe he was so good that you could just get a chick to, like.
So, what you're saying is he's, like, the Highlander.
He's a of Highlander tongue game. Of tongue game. Yeah.
He has years of experience. He has.
Screw it. Dude. Just send Sarah Underwood a DM and ask her.
He's like, that thing's coming close to my face.
That thing's trying to eat you.
So, yeah, he's like the Highlander of tongue game.
I killed that thing.
Dude, you hit that thing like 7 times and it's still moving.
Yeah, I killed that thing. I killed that thing like it owed me money.
Yeah, maybe. It's probably a good.
A lot of little tuner cars around here for some reason.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he just gathered all his energy.
Maybe.
All his years of experience.
I'm thinking, dude.
He is a Connor McCloud.
There you go.
Of it.
Like, you got to think about it. I mean, ultimately, that guy was 91. I'm going to round to 100. He had been with women for, like, at least 80 years.
It's a long time, man.
Okay, let's put it this way. He'd been with women for 70 years.
Dude, that's experience, man. DJ Hero Games probably.
That guy might be the most experienced guy.
Yeah,
right?
I know. DJ and Hero Games probably, like, stellar.
And if not the most experienced, he might be the guy that's been with the hottest women.
No, he's probably the most experienced, man.
Well, I can't. You know, I was thinking about that. But what about those, like, rich Saudi dudes? Those dudes got, like, 10 wives, and they probably got, like, 30 mistresses. Well,
but they're not, like, probably doing anything for, like. They're probably just, like, getting their nut. He's probably, like, going out. He's like, I got to make sure they're here at the Playboy Mansion. I got to make sure they're, like, satisfied.
You think so?
Yeah. So he's like, DJ Hero.
Based on that
level
docuseries,
72.
Based on that docuseries, he did look like he was like a very like sexual dude. So he was probably just into the female body and.
Then,
the
everybody else was like, I didn't know DJ Hero had level 72. Like we thought it just was over at level 10. He's like, ha ha ha.
He's like, you're a child in my world.
Yeah.
He's like Galactus. Man. He just comes in and he's like, you are a child.
Yep. Yeah, man. So hey.
So mad respect, man. I will say that docuseries did change my mind.
See, you've been talking about that series for a while.
You got to watch it. It's quite good.
Why
wouldn't you? You're watching all kinds of other bullshit you don't need to watch.
Only thing I watch
the news
are my pillar beads.
Whatever.
Style.
How's that going? How's your pillar beads going?
It's all right. You make that Goku black. You know, who's my homie?
Can I get you more boards? I kind of want to do a little bit of it now. We've been talking about it so much, I almost want to tinker with it.
Yeah, do something simple.
I gotta buy some.
Oh, you
gotta
send me that the picture of that.
The yeah, I gotta send it to you. I can send it to you right now. I got it like in a black and white version.
Have that readily available on your phone?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I got all the versions on my phone right now, just in case I ever need to send them out.
Dude, if some rich Saudi dude came right now to where we are at filming this, and was like, "Hey, I think Strike Back Games is the best YouTube channel in the world and in all 17 universes. I will give you $5 billion right now, currently right now for your YouTube channel. I'll buy it right out straight from you." I say, okay. And he's like, "I also need all the pictures, all your logo pictures." I'll be like, "All right, dude, I'll talk to you in like a month. I got to go look for those bitches. I don't know where they're at. I'm surprised you have them all."
I have the three logos on me right now. So I have like the main one. I got like the red, the full colored one. I got the white one and I got the red one.
Okay, see, I'm impressed.
I got them with you.
I got none of those.
The same fucking guy again. Fucking loser. Anyways, back to my point. If someone was to come up to us here in Arizona and I was driving my car, there's a reason why I say driving my car. If somebody came up to us and was like, "Oh, dude, I watch your Motivated Results channel. That's awesome." I would give somebody like a Motivated Results like bracelet. Boom. Because I got them in the car with me, dog. In the car with me like a badass. Just as like a little like, "Here you go, you do some good shit. Here you
go.
No, you're a badass."
I gotta go look for the original yellow one. Because the original
I think
one
I
did.
I even have your logos.
I gotta go look for it. They might be on my computer. I gotta look for the original yellow one, which is the 8-bit honeycomb, is what it's called. And then I gotta look for the black and white one, which is called the black and white one. And then I might even have one more somewhere. But I have to look for them. So,
you made those in paint, right?
I made them on my phone during government class.
Okay.
In college.
You gotta get back to YouTube, dog. You gotta get back to YouTube. Get back to that content creation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, apparently I got some fans. So
yeah, maybe. What?
I got some fans, so.
There you go, man. Get back to it. But anyway, so what else you got going on?
Let's see. What else happened this week? Okay, so you know how I work with crazy kids?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay, so one went a little more crazy than normal.
Like what? Started fighting?
He got really, really aggressive.
Okay.
Apparently he has some anger issues. I don't know. He's not one I watch. He's in like another classroom. So he got upset for one reason or another. And so he started yelling out in the little courtyard area. And so he started like attacking like people and like everything. And he started like flipping over trash cans and shit. Yeah, he was like really aggro, like super aggressively angry. He started yelling and shit.
What was he saying?
I don't know. He was just yelling out random, you know, crazy people stuff. So he started yelling. And so I heard him, and I looked out the door. Cause, you know, we have those doors with, like, the windows in them.
Yeah.
And so I looked it, and I saw it. I go, oh, he's having a meltdown. Time for me to lock said door. Right?
What, so he doesn't come in and stab you?
Yeah, so I make sure you don't come and stab me.
What, are you worried about this guy coming in and power driving you like Bane or what?
Well, I just don't want him to come in.
Okay.
So I lock the door. So, like, so I continue on what I'm doing. Nobody knows any difference. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I hear something pull on the door. And I'm like, interesting. And so I go, I wonder what that could have been. And so I didn't think anything of it. And then, like, another minute or two later, I hear a bunch of things hit the door. I'm like, what the hell is that? And it turns out he's still out there. This is, like, 15 minutes, 20 minutes later from the original time he's doing this. He's now picking up all the rocks in the courtyard. We have, like, you know, rocks like you have in your front yard.
Yeah, like little ones or big ones?
No, like little ones.
Okay.
He's like picking up, like, gravel. Yeah, picking up all of them. He's just chucking them at, like, everybody who's out there.
At people?
Yeah.
Wow.
People came out there to stop him. So, it's, like, the principal and...
And you're whatever. Like, I'll just stay in this room.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm safe here. But he's also chucking them at my classroom door. And that's what I keep hearing. I keep hearing those things hit the door. It's like, pop, 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 pop. Because he's just chucking them at the door. He's chucking them at people. He's chucking them at the classroom he came from. He's chucking them into the other yard. He's chucking them.
Is this guy Hawkeye or what? How's he picking up all this rock and chucking him?
He's just picking up handfuls. He's just letting them fly, man.
He had this much energy, huh? He didn't get tired? He didn't get winded? Get that boy in UFC.
No, so he flipped over. He flipped over a trash can. He flipped over a few other things. And then by our classrooms, or like where we have a big gate.
Uh-huh.
And that goes to the like the basketball courts and the field where they have recess. So apparently he went out there, and they couldn't find him. So it's like when you lose a like Velociraptor in Jurassic Park, you're like, where the fuck did he go? Where the fuck did he go?
Jeez.
He got lost. They didn't know where he went. So we the people in the other classroom are like, so you guys have to evacuate your classroom. We're like, why? They're like, oh, because we don't know where he's at, and he might come back, and he might try to attack you guys. I'm like...
What is this guy, the Punisher? Like, what?
I'm like, let him come. These hands are E-rated for everybody, homie. I'm like, I wish he would. And so they're like, no, you got to go. I'm like, fine. So we took everybody to the library. And I guess all the gen ed, this is right at the end of school. So, like, everybody was just... letting out for the whole day.
What's the coffee's for, dog? That's what the coffee's
that
for.
That is not doing nothing.
Because you haven't drank any. You drink all this foamy shit.
It's supposed to be no whipped cream, by the way.
That girl's trying to be sweet on you, dog. Why don't you just accept the whipped cream from her? Why don't you just accept her cream, dog? Why can't you accept her cream?
So, he's going out there. They can't find him. So apparently they find him. He was hiding in the bushes out there. And they had to talk him down. And then they restrained him. And then they calmed him down. They got the situation under control. So now they put him in an insane asylum. Put him in a dungeon and never hear from him again. Geez.
The way you were describing this reminds me of when schools would have lockdown. Like, you made it seem like it's like lockdown mode and all the doors locked. Everybody's in their rooms. They're like, don't make noise so he doesn't know we're in here. As like, you know, when there's like a person with a gun. Didn't we have one of those in our school? Like a real one, not a drill?
We did have one of those.
Why did we have one?
I believe some stranger got on campus.
Interesting.
But, you know, we were in a ghetto school, so
you're telling. It wasn't that bad when we were there.
No, but like we're still kind of from the hood, so we're like,
we're
all like, I wish N-word would.
Did you see those things on Instagram where it's like a device where you put it under the door and then it opens up like a transformer and like locks itself down so you cannot open the door? So if shit goes down, like nobody's getting in.
What is this, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare?
Yeah, it looks like that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like for schools, for shit like that.
That's insane.
Yeah.
We have a few drills. We have a couple drills at work. We have a lockdown drill. So we got to cover the windows. Our most of our classroom is windows, and we have really tall windows. So
really?
Yeah, so that's not very helpful.
I was going to say, I remember our old classrooms were like mostly, they had little windows on top, but that's it, like jail style. Where you can get some light in because they don't want you to think you're a freaking animal. But at the same time, everything's like brick tall wall.
And then it wasn't like they weren't glass windows either. They were those
plexiglass.
No, they're like those cement bricks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you remember like those ones at church like porn glass. House?
Yeah.
In the shower, the podcast. Like those. So you you can shoot through anything, but like it's gonna take a few bullets for that.
Yeah, I do remember those.
And then, like, our middle school, too, was, like, a building where classrooms inside a bigger building, so.
Yeah, so they would have to go into the center, and there's, like, the big center area. I want to go back, because I remember that center area being enormous.
Yeah.
But I think if we go back now, it's going to be the size of this room right here.
Yeah, I went back with my sister, because she went there, too.
That's right.
It was still kind of big.
Were they? I remember that being enormous.
I think my sister said when she was leaving, they were actually putting rooms in the middle of that room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like cubicles or something?
Yeah, it was like a giant cubicle.
Wow. That'd be noisy.
That'd be crazy.
But I mean, as far as space, it makes sense, right? Like, why would you design a room like that?
Hey, so, I mean, with that, you could probably fit another, two rooms in there maybe?
At least, yeah. I mean, at least the way I remember it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was like two classrooms per side, right?
Yeah.
That's a big area in the center for no reason.
Yeah.
But anyways, that doesn't make sense to the listeners because they're like, what?
No, Can't describe it. That's just us talking. But
that's crazy. So, I mean, what are you allowed to do when a kid goes apeshit like that? Because my mindset is like a fixer. So my mindset's like, I go out there and I just double leg take down that dude.
That's
and
what
I just choke him out.
That's what I do. Call me Get It Done, Mr. Get It Done, right? Because that's what I do.
Because it seems like a liability. If, like, what if he throws some rocks at some kid's eyes and just, like, punctures an eye? That seems like a liability.
Yeah, no. I tell everybody, I'm like, look, kid, if you hit me, I don't care how special you are, I'm going to Muay Thai knee you like Saget does. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Tiger knee.
Yeah, I'm going to call out my move, too. I'm going to be like, this Ultra One combo from Street Fighter 4. So, watch out. Like, I don't play with you. And that's why I was like, there's like 10, not 10, there's about 5 people out there. I'm like, why didn't any of you grab him? Like, he's a 12-year-old kid. He's, like, small. Why didn't any of you grab him?
They're afraid of getting sued, man. Everybody's afraid of getting sued.
What you should have done was call a real goddamn man. Me.
You're like, I would have taken care of
this. I was looking at this problem. We could have gone for drinks and a story. It would have took 5 minutes and we all would have been happy. But no, you led this into a big hour-long thing, and now everybody's all sad and hot, and they're like, oh.
They're like, all I need is a rear naked choke, get him tired, and then or make him pass out. He'll wake up in about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
refreshed.
Look, I have some basketballs in my room. I would have chucked one at his head and been like, oops. Shit, my bad, homie. You okay there?
My
it
bad.
Hurts in my face. Yeah, I know. I said I'm sorry. You okay? Let's go to the nurse. Problem solved.
Yeah, man. I'm just surprised.
But all you weak people, all weak and gooey, never lift anything hard. You know, that's what happens.
Yeah, it just seems like a liability, right? Like, it seems like a big issue because people are afraid of getting sued. But at the same time, fuck it. You know, you can't also want people to get hurt. Like, what if he throws big rocks? You know what I mean? Like, that could be a big problem.
No, he was throwing them for a good amount of weight. Like, people were out there trying to calm him down. He was chucking, like, handfuls of those little rocks. And, like, they're not little. Like, have you seen the rocks in my backyard? They're, like, good size. Like those ones right there.
What, like, how big? Oh, like about quarter?
Yeah.
A little bit bigger than a quarter?
So he's grabbing handfuls of them, and he's just chucking them at people, man.
Yeah, so. It seems to me like it'd be a liability. I wouldn't want another kid to get hurt because this kid's just going apeshit.
Yeah, man, my thing's always just to handle the situation quickly and quietly, like I'm a hitman. In and out, like I'm
you're like
assassin.
I played enough video games where I know
in and
I
out.
Know what I gotta do.
In, out, job's done. That's how I roll.
Interesting. So what happens to the kid? Like, they just talk to him and that's it?
I don't know, we don't speak of him again. He went to a dungeon.
Oh jeez.
Hey, what? You want me to tell you? Went to a dungeon. That's what happens when you get out of control. You go to a dungeon.
Anyways, what else is new with you?
Stepped on nail. Which apparently you didn't get the memo.
No. I saw your post on Instagram. Okay.
Right.
Based on the rustiness, I thought it was like a sharp, like needle, or like a twig. It was brown, so I thought it was a twig or something.
Okay. If it was a needle, I still stepped on it.
My bad. I didn't mean a needle. I meant like, I thought
it was
a twig, like a thorn or something.
From that rose bush? Because we're in Narnia?
I didn't know where you were. You could have been anywhere. I didn't expect you to have freaking gigantic nails in your backyard for no reason.
All right, let me give
Maybe
you
should
the,
clean those
the
up.
Quick story. Yeah, we need to go to, we should have went to Harbor Freight to get that thing.
The metal detector?
Yeah, that like rolls them up.
Just put a whole bunch of magnets on a stick and just run it through your yard. I bought those high-powered magnets from Home Depot and just freaking duct tape them to a stick and just run them through your yard. Those are pretty strong magnets, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, I saw one at Harbor Freight. It's like can roll over stuff, so I might as well get that one.
I guess.
I feel like that one do better.
Dude, that looks like a twig.
Dude, I say it's a nail.
No, you said, yeah, I'm going to, and I quote your Instagram post.
Go.
Yeah, so I just stepped on this, and it was in me, blood everywhere. Read your own post, fool.
It's clearly a nail.
It's not clearly a nail. You didn't say that. To me, it looks like some shitty Harry Potter wand. That's what this looks like to me. That's like you went to the dollar store and got a Harry Potter wand.
It says I'm at urgent care.
Oh, I didn't read that part. I don't read locations. You're following too many Instagram hoes where you're trying to see where their locations are. Who's this person that's like, I'm sending vibes?
I don't know who that is.
It's probably some random person. This looks like a shitty, like, brown twig.
No, the rusty roofing nail, apparently.
I'm surprised you haven't cleaned that up, man. You got to get that yard cleaned up.
Yeah, I don't know. So we were, we took the trash in, got the trash in because the garbage man came. So we brought him in. We had my dog with us, Halo. And
how's she not gotten stabbed
I don't know.
By those things?
But maybe she's smart. She always looks down when she's out there. So maybe she almost stepped on one or saw one time, and she's like, I can't take a chance. I got to look down when I'm walking on her.
Maybe.
So
look, man, your boy's getting yoked.
Who's that? Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Ask him what stack he's on so I can get on the same one.
He's getting yoked, man. He was like, apparently they have like a tiny little rock climbing wall for him on the backstages of the Justice League set. And he's like climbing it. Just yoked. He's gotten big.
Okay. You need to calm down. See, I get it already.
He's yoked, dog. You didn't see the first video. Jason Momoa is looking yoked. See, if I would have had long hair, look just like that.
Except not as
yoked.
So I was right there. We were going to go inside. We're all done. Did he just throw down an anvil?
Yeah. Yeah, dude's like a low-key Viking. Look at how yoked this dude is. Look. That's right. You're about to go Man Crush Monday on this dude.
It's too much, man. Ask him what he's on.
Yeah, probably a lot, dude.
Ask him if he can share. So we're about to go in. And literally as I'm right, I have one foot on the patio. My other foot steps down.
Check out this video. Check out this funny video. Check out this funny video. What in the flying fuck, dude? Anyways, go ahead.
So, yeah, I have one foot on the patio. The other foot is about to step on it. And that's when I step on something. And I hear it go in my foot. And it goes in my foot. Like a quarter. Like a quarter of that thing went in my foot.
That's why whenever somebody's like, hey, you want a tetanus shot? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, even if I because a tetanus every 10 years, right?
It's supposed to be. They're like, hey, are you up to date on your tetanus? I'm like, no. Like, I've never gotten one.
I always get them because I've always got freaking something. Like thorns, nails, shards of stuff in my skin.
Yeah,
when I'm making stuff.
So it was, and I start yelling because it's like, it's surprising. I'm like, ow.
Like I stepped on a sand shrew.
Yeah, it hurt it. I was like, what is this? And like, I go, oh, I stepped in something. Because I try to move my foot again. And I'm like, well, my sandal is way too stuck to my foot. And I'm like, oh, well, this is not good. And so, yeah, I look. And yeah, my sandal is stuck to my foot. Because it went through my sandal and through my foot.
Is there blood? Or was it like retained until you pulled it out?
Yeah, it was retained until I pulled it out.
Ugh. And did you pull it out while you had the sandal on, or did you take off the sandal and then you took that thing off?
No, I pulled both of it off. The worst part was, so the first time I pulled it, I tried pulling it out, it didn't come out. Because I go, oh, it's just in there a little bit. So I tried gently pulling it out.
It didn't come out. Like a Band-Aid, dog. Yeah, yank that out.
No, it didn't come out. I tried a good amount to pull it out because I tried twice. The first time I tried a good amount, it didn't come out.
Maybe you had shock and your strength is just not
maybe.
There.
And I go, so this didn't come out. So I'm just like, what?
I go get some pliers.
No. And so I go, this is in me. I go, hold on. I told my sister, hold on. I go, okay, I'm going to have to try harder. So it took me a second. I go, okay, I'm going to have to try real hard because it's so stuck in there. And so I tried real hard, like all my strength I had, and I pulled it out. Dude, that fucking hurt.
Did it like hit a bone or anything?
No, it's like on. I have to show you, but it's like on the fleshy part of your foot, like right by your toes.
What, that little thin part between the toes, like the webbing part?
Right before that, like you have the fat kind of part right before your toes are, right there.
Oh, so did you do an X-ray?
No, it was fine. She said it was fine. Doctor said it was fine.
Yeah, just I think as long as you get the tetanus, then you can just keep an eye on it. And that way, it doesn't get infected.
Yeah, just the pulling out part. Oh,
this is another reason why you need to get your sister to learn how to drive. Because how the hell were you going to get to urgent care if you couldn't drive that day? She couldn't drive you.
No, I
was called my ass, being like, hey.
By the time you got there, you're probably deep in poon or rolling around.
What time was this?
6:30.
Yeah, probably. No, I'm scared.
You're like deep in poon.
6:30? No, I probably would have been like in class, yeah. And you would have had to wait till I got out of class.
No, my dad got there like as soon as I pulled it out, and my sister got me a chair, and I had pulled it out. I was like, oh, I stepped on this. I pulled it out. She's like, I was like, yeah, no, that's the response I would have had.
Yeah, man.
And then when I pulled it out, it started like gushing blood. Like it was a Mortal Kombat fatality.
You got to start cleaning up that backyard, man. I'm surprised you guys haven't put some gravel down or some grass or something.
Well, there's a bunch. We have all the rocks on there, but I mean, like.
You guys have big rocks, though. You got those, like, the rocks from here where they're, like, embedded in hard, calcified dirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of that. Like, I that's another reason why I did the yard. By the way, playlist on project playlist on this channel. You can go look at those. I have the grass installation video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it was. Shameless so plug. After that, we told my dad, I go, oh, I stepped on this now. It's bleeding everywhere. And at this point, my sister had got me some paper towels, so I put it on my foot. She went to go get some gauze or something, and she wrapped it up real quick. And so my dad got home. He was like, she was like, oh, you stepped on a nail. He's probably going to have to go get a tetanus shot. My dad was like, was it a rusty nail?
Like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, it was pretty rusty. He's like, how far did it go in your foot? I was like, about a quarter. My dad's old school like that.
He's like, you're fine.
He's like, no, you're probably fine. You don't need nothing. Did you clean it off? I go, not yet. It's like, still bleeding? I go, no, it's not bleeding. He's like, you're probably fine. Sleep it off. I go, no, I think it's pretty rusty. I think I'm going to need a tetanus shot.
Yeah, I would go with the tetanus shot.
And so he's like, all right. So he took me to the, there's that ER right there by us.
Yeah, the one on McDowell? No, MC85 or whatever?
Yeah, right there, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So we went over there, and that's apparently just like an emergency room. I thought it was like an urgent care, but it's just an emergency room.
Yeah, I think they are.
So I was like, hey, I stepped on this nail. And now that I'm thinking about it, we have an extra wheelchair, so I don't know why I was hobbling around like a fucking pirate. But, yeah, I don't know why we didn't get the wheelchair. I was still wobbling around. I was still trying to walk at this point. Which, I mean, I guess my adrenaline was still going, so it didn't hurt too bad. But
you had it wrapped up, right?
Yeah, I had it wrapped up, so it was okay. So I went to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're an ER, so we charge, like, ER prices. And I'm like,
bye-bye.
Bye. So at that point, my mom met me there, and she was like, oh, I'll take you to the other one. So there's the other one by the fries.
Is there? Oh, yeah.
So
we went
to that one, and they took my insurance, and so I went there. It took like 30 minutes to like check me in, and then they cleaned it out real quick and then gave me a tetanus shot.
How'd they clean it out?
They just put like, I don't know, some whatever they had there.
Like they just rub it on? Because I'd assume by then it's already sealing up.
Yeah, probably. So.
What'd they do with tetanus? Is it on the muscle?
No, I thought they were supposed to give it to you like where you got the cut, right?
No, just anywhere. Yeah, but I think it's on the muscle, right?
Yeah, it was in my shoulder.
The shoulder?
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually put it in a place where there's plenty of muscle tissue because you were sore like the next day, right? No? Which is the one that you're sore the next day? I think it's the flu shot.
Well, I think they said tetanus is supposed to make me sore. My sister and dad, they both had tetanus shots. They said their arms were sore. I haven't. It's not really. I mean, if I touch a spot, it is, but, like, my whole arm isn't. They said the whole arm would be.
No, that's for, like, old people that are, like.
Oh, my dad then, yeah. It's all this time. Jeez.
Your dad's over here doing pull-ups. He's like, whatever, mister.
Dude, he was flexing on the. He has a. What's he at? He has, like, a bow flex or something in the backyard. He's been rocking that shit.
he's like, check out these guns, mister. Sun's out, guns out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was like. It's like, hey, fuck you.
He's like, I'm trying to look like Thor.
It's like, if I could go in to work anytime too, I'd be just as lazy as I am now. But jeez. Still, hey. Speaking of them, they went to Rocky Point last week.
That's right. How'd that go?
They didn't get kidnapped.
I told you it was going to be fine, man. Every couple years, I think for the last decade actually, like they're like, oh, don't go to Mexico. It's dangerous, blah, blah, blah. But people are going back and forth all the time, and there's no problems.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what they went over there with their friends. They spent the night over there, actually. I'm surprised. I thought they were going just one day and coming back.
So, how'd it go? They do have some crazy orgy, or what happened?
No, they did say they shared a room, so maybe. Who knows? But they said they went over there. They said. Interesting.
I'm not mad at this music, dog.
No, it's a little
even
too
though
old
they
for
seem
me.
Like they were playing something else on the inside.
I need to ask what they're playing. Yeah, they went over there. They went down there. They were just walking around. They said they had a lot of shops. They went to some of the shops there. Said it was nice. Said they saw the ocean. My dad apparently has never seen the ocean.
What?
I was like, I don't think that's accurate. California. You lived in California. He's like, no, I've never seen it. I'm like, I don't think that's true. But whatever. You're old. You forget stuff somehow. But he said it was nice over there. My mom said it was nice over there too. And they liked it. So, yeah.
Yeah, Rocky Point's not bad, man. It's a good entry place for like going for like a weekend or whatever. It's not a bad, and it's very Americanized where you're not going to get like, it's not deep Mexico. It's like a border town. It's like going to El Paso. It's as Mexican as El Paso is. It's like it's just as American as anywhere else. That's why a lot of people buy property in El Paso. But you know, for a while, I think the cartels are pretty heavy in the border towns because that's where they're transporting the drugs through. But as long as from what I hear, knock on wood, I think as long as you're not involved with any of that shit and you keep to yourself and you're not flaunting your money like you're like, oh, I'm American, and you're just making it rain money, you'll be good. You'll be fine.
They did say, I guess the hotel, they say that it wasn't that good. And, you know, my mom has back problems.
Yeah.
So I guess her friends booked the hotel, and I was like, why would you let them book the hotel? I'm like, but you guys are lazy that way and don't plan ahead. So okay, so they their friends booked the hotel. They booked the room on the third floor. Apparently they didn't know it was on the third floor. They didn't have an elevator, so my
they
mom
don't have to, an elevator
they wow. had to walk up three flights of stairs.
What if they have a handicapped person?
My mom is handicapped and she had to walk up the flight of stairs.
But I mean like somebody who like can't walk. How does she do that for the week, for the day? But she's in pain the next day. Probably sore.
She's probably sore.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's what happened.
So, yeah, I told you they were going to be fine. You guys were all tripping, thinking they were gonna something was going to happen.
No, I said if they do, that's God's will.
Oh, jeez. Ultimately, like, I think for the most part, Mexico's still pretty okay as long as you're not dealing with drug cartel shit. And be aware of your surroundings. Like, don't just take drinks from strangers because then you're going to be like a drug mule the next day. Probably. Like you were talking about how like that place I went to on vacation is kind of like on the red zone or whatever.
Yeah, they did show that map.
But I'm like, I bet you if you go down there. Well, there's no benefit to taking over that island. There's nothing there for them to take over. There's nothing there for them to really want. I mean, the only thing there is like tourism. But I do wonder how these hurricanes have affected those areas, like the touristy places.
They my dad said when they were over there, they did see. I guess they were looking at the beach, and I guess they, from the beach, they could see like the resorts over there. And my dad was like, "Oh, I wonder how much those cost." I was like, "Oh, well, we can talk to Jonathan. He knows."
Well, no, I have to look him up, but yeah, I could find out.
Well, I was just saying because the place you went was.
Oh yeah. I can give him pricing if they want. I hear, like, right now it's a good time. Now until...
That's why I told him. I go, he went, like, during the peak season. Yeah. If you go off season, it'd probably be better.
Yeah, supposedly now until about November is really good. It is supposedly cheaper, but I will say I looked it up, and it wasn't that big of a price difference. It was, like, $40-$50 price difference. Mm. 40 to 50, maybe up to 100, but it wasn't that big of a difference. Because, you know, everybody, like, December is vacation season, but a lot of time people that live in a place that's really cold will want to go somewhere like that because they don't want to deal with that cold anymore.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I think it'd be a good time to go either. Ultimately, it's not that expensive either way, but I wouldn't mind going again, man. Like I said, if I do it again, I'd have to go for 2 weeks because there's just a week is cool because a week gives you enough time to experience like what's there, the beach, the food, find everything, kind of go into town, go do some other shit. But then you also need, like, I feel another week to just, like, you got all the shit that you wanted to get done out of your list. And then you could have another week to just not think about anything and just enjoy things. And when things come up and you do them. And if you don't, you don't. That way you get to that point where you are kind of bored and you want to get back to work. So I'd have to do it for 2 weeks, man, for sure. Like I was telling you earlier today, like I was listening to that podcast where Ari, you know, Ari took his trips or whatnot, and how other countries vacation completely different than we do. Like, if you work full time here, you work your ass off for 2 weeks, and you get 2 weeks off, and you're like, oh yeah, I got 2 weeks off, but 2 weeks isn't enough. There's other countries like Australia where you end up having like a month off. A month is a good amount of time off. I mean, you remember when you were in junior high, back when they used to have a full break, and after a month, you were like, all right, let's go back to school. You know what I mean? So, ultimately, I think...
Former student sent me that.
Huh?
A former student sent me that.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's horrible. Are the same ones that are looking at your content online?
Probably a different one. He probably liked this podcast, actually.
How old are these students?
This is freshman high school.
Well, yeah, that's, I guess, I don't know if I'd recommend this podcast to them at that age.
Hey, they're already eating ass. And
yeah, kids these days are way different than we were, man. It's a little scary, to be honest with you. So what else you got going on, man?
Where are we at time? That's it, man. That was my whole week. That was my whole week.
Wow. I got some weird CNC people that just followed me on Instagram for some reason.
CNC? What kind of porn is that?
No, like CNC machines, like where they make stuff out of those machines that have like the ability to remove material from different angles and stuff. I had some theories for you that I wanted to document. Some DBZ theories, some Star Wars theories. But
some alien theories?
No. Lore shit, but I can't remember what they are anymore, so screw it.
Oh man, I thought it was some alien theories. I thought we were gonna go deep.
Here you go, son, this is what you should get. You should get this tattoo of this samurai looking dude that's apparently a Kuma. Not mad at that either. Wow. So anyways. So what's going on with you, dog? What else going on? Anything new? Anything else going on?
That was my whole week, man. This is a crazy week.
Is the leg healed up? You able to walk on it?
You know, Friday, I couldn't. Well, Thursday night, I was having trouble a little bit. But I went to sleep pretty early that night.
It probably stopped bleeding pretty quickly, though, right?
Yeah, after, like, the first amount of blood, like, poured out, it stopped pretty quick. Granted, it was, like, it's pretty small now. I'm, like, lucky it wasn't, like, a giant crucifix now or something.
My concern would be that it would hit the bone.
Yeah, luckily, I don't think there was any bone part right there. Unless it did. Because it did hurt, but I don't think there's any bone part right there. Hopefully. So, it did hurt on that Thursday. And then Friday, I didn't go to work. I was supposed to go to work.
Damn, son. Get that coffee in. Get that coffee in.
So I was supposed to go to work, but then I was like, nah, fuck it. So I didn't go. And then, yeah, Friday I was still wobbling around a bit.
Like, really?
Friday morning, like I couldn't put, when I put weight on it or whatever, it hurt pretty bad. And then, like, as the day progressed, it started going away more. Like, this morning was fine. And right now, it's fine. Well, I've been walking around all day, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't notice any, like, horrible damage.
Just, like, sometimes if I'm, like, step on a curve, like, on the right, like, just right where it is, step on a curve right where it's at, then, yeah, like it hurts because, you know, like, you hit the spot where it was at. But, like, other than that, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll heal up pretty quick. It'll probably stop bleeding right away, too, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Yeah.
We got to get your computer, dog. That way we can start doing super happy fun time days again, and then you can edit these videos, because I don't want to do it anymore.
Come on, man. Why are you doing the pillar?
The what?
Pillar beads.
Perler beads.
That's what I was
the
like.
Fuck. So like, you all right? Pillar beads are not. You having a stroke and I don't know about it?
Pillar beads are not. Pillar beads is not right. Perler beads.
Like you're purring like a cat.
Perler. Oh, we were talking earlier about Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Wasn't good, man.
Disappointed.
I told you.
Disappointed.
The trailer for it was so good.
Dude, the trailer was epic. I was like, I'm going to pre-order this.
And then I saw the story and I was like, eh. I'm glad other people showed me the story and I didn't have to play for it.
I was like, Capcom, you guys going to put a full story out of anything anytime soon, like ever, or like no?
I think, first of all, I think there's a difficulty because that kind of game is good, first of all, the first time around, right? But that story mode has no replayability.
No, it's done.
Now, if you go with the Marvel vs. Capcom Classic, that has a lot of replayability, but there's not a lot of story. But in all honesty, I'd rather have that. You know, like, for example, last night, remember how a long time ago you and I bought Darksiders? Darkstalkers.
Yeah, Darkstalkers.
Darkstalkers, like the arcade game. And I was playing that last night just because I was bored. And I was like, I'll play it for 2 seconds. And I accidentally chose Lilith instead of Morgan. Because, you know, Morgan's my girl. You know what I'm saying? And so I was playing her story mode. And interestingly enough, she plays very similar. But not too similar to Morgan. But I was interested in her storyline. And then afterwards, I was like, well, now I got to play Morgan to see what happened here. So I think that's something that you can replay over and over. Versus like a Marvel Infinite where you're not going to want to replay that. Primarily because that story mode involves you switching characters all the time. It's not the same character throughout the series. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that now these games are so dependent on DLC content, content that you're buying after you bought the game, that it ends up being a $60 game in the beginning, but then after the DLC and all the other junk that they make for it, it ends up being like a $100 game, $80 game, $100 game. It's just not worth it. So, I'm not a big fan of it. The story was eh.
Yeah. There's some missed opportunities there. I feel like could have gone a little bit better.
Yeah, I think they could have done more with it. I think they're going to release more of it. And I hope they release more characters because it's such a limited roster. There's not a lot of characters.
There's just a few questions I got. I did like some character designs, like Ghost Rider. I was like Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider was good.
Because you can see like his spine going down. Like most times he's only a head and you don't see like any other bone parts.
Well, the figures are definitely, or the character sprites were way better, right?
But yeah. Like Morgan, I don't know what they did with her. She has weird little teeth.
Morgan has weird teeth. She looks kind of anime-ish.
And she's like super Irish.
I don't know why Scottish. She's Irish.
And then the part where she's trying to seduce Ghost Rider. She makes a double of herself. It should have been Lilith, like just for fanboy recognition.
Well, maybe they didn't want to make a second sprite.
Come on. Missed opportunity.
I guess. I
suppose. The fanboy is what we want.
Yeah, no, I suppose. But you also got to remember, like, question which part of the story this is. Because if she hasn't fused with Lilith yet, like, there wouldn't be a second one.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that big-ass lizard behind you. It's not that big. It's like 2 inches.
Yeah. And then what was the other part?
Oh, it's going to eat that bug. It's like some nature shit going on. Oh, I think you scared it when you moved. Anyways.
Spoilers. Thanos takes a Darkado and he's going to kill Death with it, supposedly.
I never assumed that Darkado was that strong.
He's going to do the Darkado. Was it Sanohado? The Darkado Kamehameha wave.
Hadouken, essentially, yeah. But like a strong one.
The dark one. He's going to do that to Death. And that's where like it ends, where he's forming it. And the dude we watched, I watched a playthrough. You watched his playthrough too, I think so, of Max, Maximilian Dodd. You should watch all your fighting games on that channel. He was like, he should have said the words while he was forming it. Even if it was on a blank screen, I'm like, yeah, he should have said that. Like, it's a waste opportunity. How are you going to form the fireball and not say anything? When's the last time Ryu, Ken, or anybody that shoots a fireball in Street Fighter has formed a fireball and not said the words?
I think, I don't know. I'm curious to see what the DLC is.
Once again, these are just all little like, nitpicky things, but fanboy recognition, man. Come on.
Yeah.
They did give me one where Chris Redfield is about to fight Nemesis. Nemesis is walking forward, and he's like, "Stars," because, you know, Chris Redfield's a member of Stars.
Yeah.
And I was like, "See, fanboy stuff, man. Gotta give it to me."
I also find it weird how there's so much Marvel characters and very little Capcom characters.
And then the Capcom characters are dog shit.
Yeah, they're not great. Well, Strider's pretty good still.
Strider's good. I never liked Arthur.
Arthur sucks.
The Firebrand, his weird that demon bird. That sucks, too. That thing sucks.
I mean, the Darkstalkers ones are good.
Jebba's cool, even though we can't show blood, apparently.
Jedha's good. Even though Morgan's kind of funky in some areas, I can't say no to my girl Morgan.
She's looking good. Yeah. Top heavy. Sometimes she bent over. I was like, wow. How don't you just fall forward? But whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
but, yeah. And also, like,
I feel like they should have had Captain Commando. You remember Captain Commando from Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah.
They should have had him in there.
I never realized where he came from, but somebody was talking about his story the other day. I was like, that's fascinating.
Yeah, should have had him.
I feel like they should have had Deadpool. And they should have done some weird triangle, love triangle with Thanos also. Because it's really odd how Death in the comics kind of wants Wade, but he keeps coming back to life. And it's the opposite with Thanos. Like, she doesn't kind of, not that interested in Thanos, but...
Is it because he put that pussy on a pedestal?
I think first of all, yes, he put the pussy on a pedestal. He seems to think that that's like the end all be all. Noises everywhere. He put the pussy on a pedestal.
You know, next time we have to come out here like at 9 o'clock, right?
We have to come over here like at midnight. Anyways, first of all, he put the pussy on a pedestal. That's problem number one. Okay. But in all honesty, if, like, we're talking about biology-wise, like, you would think Death as a female character would be more into Thanos than Wade. Because he's, like, the biggest brolic, like, character of all. Like, he's just, like, even his play style, he just doesn't give a shit. He just keeps going forward and takes hits and he just, whatever. Ultimately, biologically-wise, like, she would be more into the brolic dude. But it's just funny that she wants Wade, can't have Wade. Doesn't want Thanos, and for some reason, why can't he always talk to her? Like, he can always see her, but Wade can't. It's really, I don't get that.
Yeah, I did like I do like some of the character designs though. Thanos, his hands are unproportional, kind of
bulky. He's a little too bulky,
but he looked cool. He acted like Thanos.
Yeah, good voice actor for him. Whoever's doing it.
And Ultra Sigma's like final form. The big one where he's like...
Take a head.
Head.
Yeah.
Where Ultron's on his head. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at that. That's pretty good.
If they have a figure of that's like $50 range.
Maybe, you get that? Maybe you'd 60, be good?
I'll get that.
There you go, Marvel. Start making that money.
Because it's legit. It's legit. That's fire.
I just... Yeah. After seeing it, I definitely won't buy it.
And then one more nitpicky thing I have. Doctor Strange's cape... No, not his cape. Thor's cape and Black Panther's cape. Like, it was like always above their shoulder and wouldn't sit on their shoulder. Like, that's just a nitpicky thing I have. I think it should sit on their shoulder and not be, like, above it. Like, it doesn't bend.
So. I do think it's weird how they took Thor out of the whole game, basically, till the very end.
Yeah, right?
It's very, like, interesting.
I was like, what? He wasn't going to do anything. None of you could do anything, so why would he?
I think... His character is underestimated. I think he's a lot more powerful than people give him credit for. But it's always like, whatever, character. Anyways, well, that's enough bitching about the game, dude. That's pretty much it, man. We're done. We
had a whole podcast about me this week. That's my whole life.
Well, yeah, last 2 weeks ago was like my whole bullshit. Gotta alternate, man. We gotta switch it up.
Yeah.
I'm crashing again. I need more food.
Crashing too, dude.
Time freaking on. Whistle of it, flute over here. Yeah, anything you want to tell these people, dude? When are you going to start busting out with those YouTube videos again? When are you start giving us Instagram updates on your perler beads?
Dude.
When are you start throwing some eBay links and throwing mad specials?
I just sold something while we're here, so.
That's right. Good. Should be always moving. Probably. Constantly. Should be moving right now. Should be hustling.
What was I going to say?
You should be selling bath salts on eBay, too.
The I would put stuff on YouTube, but my computer cannot download and currently has no sound.
We need to get you a computer, dog.
Because, one, either it broke, or two, I may have tried to fix a download problem and mixed and played with the lines of code in the computer like I was Neo in the Matrix and fucked something up. Who knows? Any of those things could have happened. Oh, shout out to Anunnaki for not taking our gold.
We survived it, man. We survived. We should make a shirt. We survived the Anunnaki 2617.
2617?
Wow. I'm losing track of time. 2017.
I guess I'm driving home tonight.
Shit. All right, man. Well, any last words? Any last tips for these savages? Any last... maybe you should give me some freaking letters of your horrible, horrible dating experiences. But whatever.
Should. I have some students at work.
We need to go do some shit that's outside our comfort zone so we can have some storage for the podcast.
Yep, that one bar.
Oh, the 8-bit bar?
That one or the bowling one?
Oh, yeah. Either or. We need some storage for the podcast, man. Some additional storage for the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude, this song's putting me asleep.
I know, I'm having a hard time.
You girls don't know what your girls are playing, but...
This song is slowing me down considerably.
It's the worst.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what's up. Hit that like button, share. Links to other stuff is always after the videos, also down below. And just search the channel. Everything's on playlists, projects, podcasts, vlogs, real talk. Everything's on playlists. Whatever you're into. There's a playlist for it. Go look. Any last words, dude?
No, I'm good. See you guys next week.